Howdy, folks on here. Great big howdy. Ah, welcome to the Rockin' R Ranch.
A great big howdy. That's how singer Chelsea Robson and her family have welcomed people to their ranch-turned-dinner theater in Mesa for the past 35 years. Their last show was this Saturday as the family business winds to a close. I caught up with Chelsea on Friday to talk about the end of this chapter. She grew up on the Rockin' R, where family dinners were always eaten with hundreds of paying strangers. But before her parents started the dinner theater on their family's old ranch, they were on the road with a rock and roll band for 13 years.
And they happened to be performing in Palm Springs, California. And none other than Gene Autry walked into their show. And he came over after the show and was like, you know what, I like what you guys are doing, but I feel like you would have a little bit more success if you moved into maybe what I do, like Western music. And it was a shock to them, especially since they were dazzled up in their rock and roll gear and finery. We've got some amazing pictures of that right
there. I'm sure you don't remind them of that ever.
Oh, no, those are classic pictures that will always be frameable. and my dad has, at the time, was wearing 6-inch platform boots. You know, this is in the late 70s. And gold tux with tails.
Wow.
So it's intense. But my dad's like, can't you see? I'm rock and roll. But he said that there's a time where all of their normal gigs kind of dried up, and they ended up, the only jobs that they could get were out in Texas doing country music. And so he's like, that kind of forced us to change and to move into that realm. And then my dad, they had gone around the United States and Canada for all these years, and they had seen these chuck wagon dinner theaters along the way. And one time my mom was like, we should do that. And my dad's like, what?
Wake up, cowboy, get out of the sack. You're out on the trail and there's no turning back. Pull on your boots, put your feet on the ground. Morning is a breaking and the bacon is brown.
So they decided to just take the old family ranch that my grandparents had and had been in the family for the past several generations. And they said, well, we can just kind of build it here. And they decided, okay, we'll dig trenches, build buildings, plant trees, so people all the way from, where are you from?
Connecticut
can come out and see what it's like to be in the Wild West.
What was it like for you growing up in a family that operated a country western dinner theater?
I've thought about that a lot, you know, because people keep asking that. And it's like, what was it like? I'm like, well, it was normal. And when you grow up in whatever situation you grow up in, you don't think it's all that interesting. But that's something that I've learned. Like, it was awesome. Like, I'm the youngest of 6 kids. And so it was a family business and everybody did everything. And so even when you come to the Rockin' R Ranch, they would have all of the band would be the people serving your food. I did dishes. I did. I worked in the sweet shop for at least 10, 12 years and made some of my best friends working there. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways that I've had is the people that have been there with us. And something that I'm really proud of, you know, of my family, my parents specifically, that they created an environment where when people came, they generally stayed.
At what point did you start performing?
I got on stage when I was 4 years old.
Wow, 4?
Yeah.
Was that your choice?
I doubt it. I honestly don't remember. Like, I have videos of when I was that young. And they put me up on stage and I started singing You Are My Sunshine.
Aww.
I know, isn't cute?
So sweet.
And it was more of a sing-along, you know. So when you get a 4-year-old up there, just kind of like, you and, you know, so everybody's just like, oh, it's so cute, you know. I started out with little songs like that. And then progressively as, you know, I got older, I was more and more involved in the main show.
So we're talking on Friday and Saturday is the last show.
Yes.
What's going through your mind right now leading up to what will be your final show?
Oh, it's an emotional roller coaster for sure. I mean, it's a lifetime of memories And I think that's the biggest thing, is seeing a lot of people have been posting all of their memories online, on Facebook, and just everywhere when they come through the line. A couple weeks ago, so we announced that the sale was final 2 months ago. And so ever since then, people have been kind of sending in their thoughts. And like, it has nothing to do with anything I've done. It's definitely what my parents have created. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that, you know, people, we've had events there over the last 35 years, and people are just like, thank you for the memories. And to be able to see other people be able to take part in the memories that have been in there is probably the biggest satisfaction that I've been able to see out of it. And how it's never been really about their situation or them trying to do anything really big. My dad really just wanted to create something magical. And I really believe he did.
And she said, gonna find me a cowboy like the ones at the fishery shore. Gonna find me a cowboy, and I'll never let him go.
So you guys are going to be auctioning off a bunch of stuff. Anything that you're hoping to squirrel away for yourself? I know you have the memories, obviously, but anything that you're really hoping to put aside for yourself?
For myself, yeah, I did. I got a wooden clock that stopped.
Intentionally?
No, it's just an older clock, but I don't know if I'll ever fix it. You know, it's kind of a memento of the time. And I'm really glad to see so many people that have the desire to just to take anything, even if it's just like a horseshoe napkin holder, you know? Like, we've got lanterns and tape, and people are actually buying the tables. You know, that's one of the cool things too. Like, these are very large picnic tables that people come in, and that was a tender thing for me too, because I didn't grow up with like the normal family dinner. My family dinner was in the midst of 100 to 500 different people on picnic tables, and we just had everybody around. And so to be able to like have other people take those tables with them, it's really cool to know that, like, yeah, we can still metaphorically have dinner together.
All right, Chelsea, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.